weekdays from 4.
105 Drive with Julian Clover.
Seeing you home.
As you heard a few moments ago, my guest tonight is Manuela Hubner. She's an artist, has an exhibition on at the Expresso Library pretty shortly. Nothing unusual about that, except for the fact that she's right-handed and she's produced this particular one left-handed. Manuela, hello. Thank you very much for coming in.
Hello. Thanks for having me.
So how did it happen then? Why did you end up drawing with your left hand when normally you're right-handed, or right-hand dominant, I guess, as some people would prefer to say?
I had a back injury a few years ago, and which still plays up every now and again. Last summer, I went through a really bad episode, and I couldn't use my right arm without pain. And I got really frustrated, and one day I just thought, okay, then let's try it with the left. Did my first, you know, wobbly drawing with the left, looked at it and thought, the lines here are actually not that bad. You know, I wonder what happens if I, you know, carry on with it. And, yeah, that's how it started. So I just, you know, kept drawing with the left, and there was potential.
And with the style which resulted from that, is that similar to what would have been from your right hand, or are there different aspects which are brought out in the pictures?
There is a difference. I mean, starting to draw with the left was like having to learn to write again. So the lines were... they were much more searching. They were kind of, you know, what the left hand didn't really know what it was doing. And obviously with the right hand, the lines are much more controlled.
Is it tricky to keep a steady hand when you're doing it with the left?
It was originally. I mean, having done this for 6 months now, the left is getting stronger, and I can, you know, I get much more controlled lines now. Although they are still more sensitive than the left hand, the right hand lines, which are just harder in general.
And how long have you been drawing for professionally?
On and off pretty much since my early 20s, yeah.
And so if I was going to pass your pencil now, would you reach for it with your left hand or your right hand?
The right still goes for it.
Automatically, yeah?
Automatically, yeah. But it depends on what you want me to do with it. If you want me to write something, I'd have to do it with the right hand, because I still can't write with the left. I can find a line with the left.
Right, so you can't, you know, I don't know, write a description of what you've just drawn with.
I can, but how long have you got?
I guess so. That's the challenging aspect about it all. It must, you know, when you put your drawing to one side and step back and look, do you recognise it as your own work?
Oh, yeah, I did. I mean, originally, I actually found it quite... initially, I found it liberating to draw with the left, because there were no expectations. I knew I didn't have any control in the left, so I didn't expect anything. So I was positively surprised when I saw that, you know, the lines were actually quite good. Because I was surprised, it was just fun. It was fun exploring the left and see, you know, just... to see how far I could go with this.
Did you feel freer then in some ways?
Yes, definitely. Because there was initially no pressure. The interesting thing is that as the left hand has been progressing, the pressure has increased as well, because there's more control, and then your expectations go up. You know, you want to create work that's technically better. The original excitement, the fun aspect, has gone a little bit. So maybe I just need to take a little break and just, you know, kind of wait until that comes back.
And the subject matter, are you drawing... well, first of all, what do you draw? But then are you drawing different things to what was previously the case when you were drawing with your right hand?
I mean, the exhibition now is portraits, so I've been predominantly drawing people. When I started out with the left...
You experiment on different things.
I was kind of drawing pretty much anything, sculptures as well, but then I wanted, you know, real meat. I wanted people. That's when I started going out into cafes and sketching people.
And at what point did you arrange the exhibition at the Expresso Library, which, for people who don't know, it's around the corner from the fire station, really, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's the best description for it.
Well, I initially I went to all sorts of different cafes and places, and I ended up in the Expresso Library because it's always busy. There are always people in there. It's an art gallery as well. So I, you know, ended up there more and more often. And then one night, I think it was over gin and tonic or two, got talking to...
Oh yes, they don't just do coffee there, do they? I think that's an important thing to note.
I got talking to the founders, John and Malga, and then we had this idea, we do a wall of faces. You know, I sketch people, people who come in there over a period of 3 months.
So everybody who... This is quite interesting then. So the exhibition, you could be sitting there quite innocently having a coffee, then all of a sudden look up and see you've got a portrait of yourself on the wall.
No, the people I've sketched, they all know. Okay. I mean, there have been a few...
They're all customers at one point or another of Expresso Library.
Yeah. That's right. And some people also, when it became more and more known that this project was going, people actually said, I want to be part of it. And then they came in and they sat for me. Everyone who's been drawn knows it, apart from the walkouts. Occasionally it happened, you know, that someone left before I'd finished the drawing. So I couldn't find out who they were. Because what I normally do is I sketch them and then I go up to them and I say, look, I've sketched you, you're part of this project. Would you, you know, I ask that in a way, it's asking their permission, you know, if they said no.
So if they leave and you never see them again, can you then do different things? Not necessarily cruel, but could you, I don't know, give somebody a moustache? You didn't necessarily have one because artistically you thought it might be rather good.
I could do, I haven't done it. Don't give me ideas now. But no, I haven't done that. I've left quite a few unfinished. What I will probably do as part of the exhibition, I will have, I'll create either one part of the wall or a folder will be, you know, wanted. Do you know these people? So
and
people can
try and identify them.
That's right.
That sounds quite an interesting little channel. So presumably all the pictures which are going to be displayed in the Expresso Library, they were drawn after you knew that you were going to do the exhibition.
Yes, yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Would have been an interesting dimension if you'd done a few beforehand to see if there was any contrast.
No, these were all from the moment we decided we're going to have an exhibition. So. Okay. Yeah.
So what happens next? Are you going to, I guess from what you were saying, you might be stuck with left-handed drawing for a little while at least, or once you've fully regained the use of the right-hand side, what happens then? Mix and match?
I could draw with the right now, that's fine. What I found is that I actually prefer drawing with the left still. I think I've got more potential in the left than in the right, so if I keep going with the left, you know, in a few years' time, it might be better than I ever was with the right hand. So I will keep going with the left. I've got a few ideas of projects that I want to do after this exhibition with the left.
So giving you a chance to reappraise your work in a way and step back and not quite start again, because all the skills are there, of course, but just going in a slightly different direction.
Yeah, although the ideas that I have would still involve drawing people rather than objects. I will kind of keep going with the left, but the right hand, every now and again it comes in. I mean, there are certain things that I've found that I can't do that well, still can't do that well with the left, and that is using a rubber, you know, and I have to kind of just rub. If I want a clear line, I have to do it with the right hand because the left is still too wobbly. But, you know, at some point in the
So it's a bit of mix and match, really, at some
points
now.
I guess eventually I will be using both hands, you know, whatever effect I want to achieve. When I want a hard line, I use the right, and if I want a kind of more gentle, searching, sensitive line, I will do it with the left. So I'll probably end up drawing with both.
And when is it all open? When can we go along and see the exhibition?
The big opening night is on Saturday the 11th of March from 6 o'clock until 10. Everybody is welcome, not just the people who, you know, who've been drawn, but everybody is welcome to come along. And then it will go on until the 4th of May.
Okay, it's a good thing to take a look at, either just to go along and whilst you're having a coffee, or a gin for that matter.
I might even still be there sketching people. So
never know, you could be up on the wall for the next exhibition. I suppose you could actually add to it, couldn't you, during the course of the event?
I probably will do that, yeah.
Okay, well, Manuela, thank you very much. Best of luck with the exhibition. That's the artist, Manuela Hubner, and it takes us to 19 minutes away from 6.